Take a moment to sit in a chair, or you can also do this practice lying on a floor or lying on your bed. If you're sitting in a chair, sit yourself all the way back in that chair and make your spine tall and straight so you're opening up your chest and your lungs, and then very gently close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your breath. Set aside everything you've gone through so far today. Pull your attention away from any thoughts or images floating through your mind. And instead, just notice how it feels to breathe in and how it feels to breathe out. And then very gently, we'll exhale everything out of our lungs together. And as you inhale, I want you to curl up the toes on your right foot, squeezing them into a little ball. Feel some tension running across the tops of your toes. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently uncurl those toes and notice the tension melting away. We'll try that one more time. As you inhale, curl up your toes on your right foot, squeezing the toes into a tight little ball, creating tension across the tops of your toes. And then as you exhale, gently uncurl those toes and just observe the tension dissipating. We'll do the same thing as you inhale, curl up the toes on your left foot, squeezing them into a little ball, creating tension across the tops of your toes. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently uncurling those toes and allowing the tension to dissipate. We'll try that one more time with the toes on our left foot. So as we inhale, curling up those toes into a little ball. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently uncurling those toes and allowing the tension to melt away. With your next breath, we're going to do the same thing with the toes on our right foot, curling them into a little ball, but then I also want you to flex your foot and raise your leg. So if you're lying on the bed, you're going to lift your leg up from the bed. If you're sitting in a chair, you're going to lift your leg straight out in front of you, and again raising it up from the chair. This should create tension running from the tips of your toes all the way to the top of your leg. And then whenever you feel ready to exhale, gently release the leg, relax the foot, uncurl the toes, and let the tension melt away. We'll try that one more time. As you inhale, curl up the toes on your right foot, flex your right foot, straighten your leg and raise it, creating tension from the tips of your toes all the way to the top of your leg. This should be tension, by the way, not pain. If anything hurts, please just listen to your body and bypass this part of the exercise. Whenever you're ready to exhale, gently lower the leg, release the toes and relax the foot. And just let the tension melt away. We'll do the same thing with the left leg. So as you inhale, curl up your toes, flex your foot, and raise your left leg either a few inches off the bed or straight out in front of you and then a few inches off the chair. Notice the muscles from your toes all the way to the tops of your leg, engaging and tension being created. And then whenever you feel ready to exhale, gently release the toes, relax the leg, placing it back on the bed or allowing your foot to be resting on the floor if you're in a chair. And notice the tension melting away. We'll try that one more time with the left leg as you inhale, curling up the toes, flexing the foot, raising the leg. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently releasing the leg, uncurling the toes, relaxing your foot, and let the tension melt away. With your next breath in, I want you to engage your stomach muscles. So imagine somebody is pulling your stomach muscles towards your spine, creating tension in your abdominal area. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently release those muscles, allowing your abdomen to relax. We'll try that one more time as you inhale, engaging those stomach muscles, pulling them backwards towards your spine. And then whenever you feel ready to exhale, gently releasing those muscles and allowing your abdomen to relax. With your next breath in, I want you to make a tight fist with your right hand. So as you inhale, squeeze your fingers into a little ball, creating tension across the tops of your fingers and your knuckles. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently uncurl those fingers, releasing the tension, allowing it to melt away. We'll try that one more time as you inhale, squeeze the fingers into a tight ball, creating tension across your fingers and your knuckle. And then whenever you feel ready to exhale, gently uncurling those fingers and allowing them to relax. We'll do the same thing with the fingers on your left hand. So as you inhale, curl the fingers into a tight little ball, making a fist, creating tension across the backs of your fingers and your knuckle. Whenever you're ready to exhale, gently uncurl the fingers, allowing the tension to melt away. We'll try that one more time as you inhale, make a fist with your left hand, squeezing tightly, creating tension across the backs of your fingers and your knuckles. And as you get ready to exhale, gently uncurl those fingers and allow the tension to dissipate. With your next breath, we're going to do the same thing with your right hand, but I also want you to straighten your right arm and either lift it up from the arm of your chair or lift it up from the bed so that it's straight out in front of you, creating tension from your fingers all the way up to your shoulder. whenever you're ready to exhale, gently lower your arm, uncurl your fingers, and notice the tension melting away. We'll try that one more time. As you inhale, curl up your fingers into a ball, squeezing them tightly. Straighten your arm, raise it, creating tension from the tips of your fingers to the top of your arm. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently release your arm, uncurl your fingers, and allow the tension to dissipate. We'll try the same thing with your left arm. So as you inhale, curl up your fingers into a ball, creating tension across the backs of your fingers and your knuckle. Straighten your arm and lift it either from the arm of your chair or lift it up from the bed so that you create tension from the tips of your fingers all the way to your shoulder. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently release the arm, uncurl the fingers, and allow the tension to melt away. We'll try that one more time with the left hand. So as you inhale, squeezing tightly, curling the fingers into a ball, straightening your arm, raising it up to create tension from your fingertips to your shoulder. And then as you exhale, gently releasing that arm, uncurling your fingers, and allowing the tension to melt away. With your next breath, I want you to very gently drop your right ear towards your right shoulder, creating tension in the left side of your neck. Remembering that this should be tension, not pain. If anything is hurting, just simply skip this part of the exercise. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, gently bring your head back up to center again. And one more time as you inhale, drop your right ear to your right shoulder, creating tension in the left side of your neck. And whenever you're ready to exhale, gently bring your head back up to center again. With your next breath, I want you to gently drop your left ear towards your left shoulder, creating tension in the right side of your neck. And whenever you're ready to exhale, gently bring your head back up to center again. And one more time as you inhale, gently drop your left ear to your left shoulder, creating tension in the right side of your neck. And whenever you're ready to exhale, gently bringing your head back up to center again. With your next breath in, I want you to gently drop your chin towards your chest, creating some tension in the back of your neck. And then whenever you're ready to exhale, bringing your head back up to center. And one more time as you inhale, drop your chin to your chest, creating tension in the back of your neck. And then as you exhale, gently bringing it back up to center again. With your next breath, I want you to engage all of your facial muscles. So as you inhale, I want you to frown and crinkle up your eyes and your nose and your cheeks and your mouth, creating tension across the front of your face. And whenever you're ready to exhale, gently allow all those facial muscles to relax. And one more time as you inhale, crinkle up your forehead and your eyes, your nose, your cheeks and your mouth, creating tension across your face. And then as you get ready to exhale, gently allow all those facial muscles to relax. Relax your forehead, relax your eyes, relax your nose, your cheeks and your mouth. Allow the tension to melt away. I want you to bring your awareness back to your breath. Gently breathing in and gently breathing out. I want you to imagine yourself lying on a white sandy beach, your own private beach, nobody else is allowed. Imagine a blue sky above you, maybe a gentle breeze blowing through the palm trees. Imagine the sound of tropical waters just lapping at the shore. Take a moment to imagine yourself lying on that white sandy beach. And imagine that your only task is to focus on relaxing your body. Checking in with your toes, just allowing them to be relaxed. And your legs, your abdomen, stomach muscles, your fingers, your hands and your arms, your shoulders and neck. Take a moment just to relax all of your facial muscles. And returning your focus to your breath, just gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Before you open your eyes, I want you to slowly rub the pads of your thumbs onto the pads of your fingers. And gently wiggle your toes. And then whenever you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. And thank yourself for engaging in progressive relaxation techniques.